Penguin Random House Audio presents The Great Quake, How the Biggest Earthquake in North America Changed Our Understanding of the Planet, by Henry Fountain. Read for you by Robert Fass. 1. Altered State. Riding shotgun beneath the clouds in a rattling de Havilland Otter, George Plafker gazed down upon an Alaska he'd never seen before. A geologist with the U.S. Geological Survey, at the age of 35, Plafker was already something of an old Alaska hand. Though he was based at the Survey's offices in Menlo Park, California, south of San Francisco, and with his wife, Ruth, had a modest house nearby where they were raising their three children, as a field geologist with its Alaska branch, Plafker had spent many summers in the 49th state. He was accustomed to exploring the backcountry for days at a time, with little more than a rock hammer and a field notebook, some sea rations to stave off hunger, and a gun to ward off bears, studying and mapping rock formations to better understand, describe, and catalog the state's immense mineral resources. To a degree, Plafker even looked the part of an Alaskan sourdough, lean and solid, with a shock of wavy black hair swept behind half-moon ears, brown eyes, and a large nose above a nothing-fancy mustache. His huge hands looked as if they'd be more at home holding a lumberjack's axe or prospector's shovel than a compass and hand level. In his time in Alaska, Plafker had come to realize he didn't much care for the vast tundra of the central and northern parts of the state. Much of this land was what the Russians had named taiga, the boreal forest.